Miss Sheila Coates is our guest right now.
How are you guys?
We're doing good. All right, let's get right to it because I want the audience to get a grasp on this.
Okay.
What does it mean to build your own brand, and why is branding important?
To build your own brand means that it's the impression that someone has of you when they see you and or think about you or mention your name. A thought comes to mind. I don't care who we are. If you think about your best friend right now, something comes to mind.
Ugh, begging.
Right? So no matter who you are, there's an impression that you left. The reason why this is important for everybody is because right now, especially in this economic climate, who doesn't need to have a competitive edge?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're looking for a job, what makes you unique? If you all have the same education, same work experience, what's going to separate you from the other person?
Uh-huh.
So branding is so important because whether we like it or not, within that first 30 seconds of meeting you, somebody's thinking something. You just don't know what it is.
Absolutely. You know, how do you put a brand to yourself?
The first steps to BYOB, and I say BYOB because some people believe that you should brand yourself based on what kind of job you're going to get or your social media platform. BYOB is about branding yourself on your unique gifts. What makes you you? We all have 2 to 3 things, kind of like our fingerprints, that make us unique.
Right.
What are those things that you can do consistently and authentically? And so the first step to BYOB is the hardest part. I tell people this all the time. It's defining it. Because we all like to think that we're something or more than we are. If you don't define yourself, somebody else will. And we do it all day long. You know, you see somebody and you instantly think something about them. They didn't even open up their mouth. You saw somebody coming toward you like, oh, my goodness, he looks crazy. I hope he doesn't say anything to me. That person didn't say anything. So you have to define yourself for yourself because somebody else is already doing it for you.
Okay, step number 2 to branding.
Step number 2 is being it. If you can get through the first part, which is the hardest part, really understanding what makes you unique, if you say something, you have to be something. Mm. You can't say, you know, Steve can't say he's straightforward and never shoot straight. You can't say you're funny and not make people laugh.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
If you say you're something, you must be something. That's step 2.
Okay, step number 3.
Step number 3 is the last part of it, and you have to look it. No matter what you say you are, you have to say that, you have to be that, and there's always a look to go to that. So Mercedes can't say, for example, they're first class in luxury, not look it and not be it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
When you say it, you must be it. Steve can't say he's funny and straightforward and not look like he has a creative side, not look like he can deliver.
Wow.
You
know what? I've never
put
it that way or heard it put that way. But that's important for people to know that, you know, the Mercedes-Benz, the Nikes, the me, the Beyoncés, the you have something in common with all of us. It's your brand. And the best way to do it is define what the brand is going to be, then be it, and then look it.
Yes.
And that's how you brand yourself. Sheila, what's the biggest pitfall we face when branding isn't done effectively?
We don't get what we want. Someone's perception of you is their reality, so that's how they deal with you. So if you're going in for a job, that HR person decides within that first minute, this is a fact, in that first minute, do you even look like you're supposed to be part of this climate here? So you think you did a good job on the interview, they don't hire you. Because you walked in and you didn't even look like you're supposed to be there.
Wow.
So we don't get what we want when we don't understand what we're projecting.
We're going to have you on the show often because this is something I want my listeners to really, really understand. Here's the website, folks. BYOBUnlimited.com. BYOB means be your own brand. BYOBUnlimited.com is the website. I'm asking everybody in the nation to go there. BYOBUnlimited.com. And Ms. Sheila Coates, we'll be talking to you real soon to help the people out, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.